Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Okay, everybody, so this is it. This is the final diary of Aiden and Mandy.
What? I just get to know them. Aiden and Mandy are two high school students. They keep a diary. They write down interesting things happen in their life. But why did they decide to stop keeping a diary?
Well, as we say, life moves on. Everybody's moving forward, and Aiden and Mandy are moving on too. They are going to graduate from high school, and they are going to college.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I still remember how excited I was when I first went to college. College life is totally different from high school life.
Yeah, it is way, way different, and it is a very exciting time, too. You're starting a new chapter, you're moving on to a new phase of your life, and that's what they are doing as well. Well, I wonder what they wrote in the diary. Let's check it out.
Reading.
My last diary entry. Diary, this is it. I'm finally graduating from high school and going to college. I can't believe it's been 3 years since I started senior high school. Time has flown by, and now I'm looking at the start of a new life as a freshman in college. I can't help but to look back at everything that's happened over these past 3 years. I think about how my parents wouldn't leave me alone and still don't. Once I go to college, I plan to stay in the dorm so that they can't bother me all the time. In college, I'll have more chances to see my friends, including Amanda. It'll be great to see her more once I'm in college and I set my own hours. One thing I don't look forward to is picking a major in college. I'm still not sure what career I want to pursue after I graduate. I like all kinds of subjects, but maybe I should follow my passion and become a professional writer. I don't think I'll have time for a diary in college, even though it's good for my writing. So, I have to say farewell to you.
Okay, the title of today's story is My Last Diary Entry. Of course, a diary is like a book where you write down your thoughts, your feelings, things that happen to you, and that's what Aiden and Mandy have been doing for actually quite a while now. This is the last one, though. This is the last time we will see their thoughts and their feelings and learn about their lives. All right, well, let's get into this final diary entry. It starts off by saying, diary? This is it. I'm finally graduating from high school and going to college. You know, sometimes when people write in a diary, they write to the diary. It's like the diary is like a friend or a person. So they say, dear diary or diary, like you're saying a name. So they write, I'm finally graduating. When you graduate, it means you finish a level of education. You graduate from high school. You graduate from college. You graduate from kindergarten. Anytime you move on to the next level, you are graduating. And when you graduate, you have a graduation. It's like a ceremony. You get your high school diploma or you get your college degree. You walk across the stage. You shake hands with the dean or the principal, and your parents stand up and take a picture and clap, and they're very, very proud of you because you have moved on. You have succeeded.
我们刚刚看到 Mandy 呢，在她最后一篇日记一开始的时候写到 Diary, this is it. 我们通常事情到最后的时候会说 This is it, 就是这样子了。写三年的日记终于到了尾声，因为她毕业了。毕业动词叫 graduate, 通常后面再加一个 from, 表示从哪边毕业的。Mandy 就说啦， I'm finally graduating from high school. 从高中毕业。而毕业名词呢，是把动词 T 的字尾改掉，改成 T-I-O-N, graduation. 就 graduating from high school and going to college is really an important turning point of one's life.
That's absolutely true. You have to start making some decisions. Like, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to study? What am I going to become? What is my career going to be like?It's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time. So let's find out just how Mandy is feeling here. It says, I can't believe it's been 3 years since I started senior high school. Time has flown by. And yeah, that's true. Like when you go through high school, it's like you start, you blink your eyes, and then all of a sudden you're graduating. It goes by so quickly, right?
And there, we've seen our shortcut for you today. Time has flown by. What does it mean? Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Emily. Why did the boy throw his clock out the window?
I don't know. Why did the boy throw his clock out the window?
Because he wanted to see time fly.
I don't get it.
The expression time flies is used to mean you are surprised by how quickly time has passed.
All right, time flies means 时光飞逝. That doesn't explain why the boy threw his clock out the window.
It's a joke.
Oh, I get it now. It's not a very good joke.
True. Made me laugh, though.
Is it time to end the video yet?
Yes, I suppose it is. Time flies when you're having fun.
Alright, that was our shortcut for you, all about time has flown by. Alright, let's go back to the article. Mandy was saying she can't believe it's been 3 years since she started senior high school. Time has flown by. And now, I'm looking at the start of a new life as a freshman in college. When you're a freshman, it means you're in the first year. Like when you're in year one of high school, you're a freshman. Then you're a sophomore.Then you are, if you have 4 years of high school, then you would be like a junior. Mm-hmm. And then your last year, you are finally, you're a senior. You're the big kids on campus. You're the oldest, you're the wisest, you're the strongest. Maybe. I wasn't the strongest, but I was definitely the oldest, in my class. Okay, so she's moving on and she's going to be a freshman again in college. She's going to be in the first year of university.
嗯，刚刚老师告诉我们啊，在这个如果国外高中四年制的啊，或者是我们大学四年制的那种一年级的学生啊，叫做 freshman 新鲜人嘛。那再来，如果是二年级大二的话，可以叫 sophomore，S-O-P-H-O-M-O-R-E。我们以前念大学的时候都会开玩笑说，因为大二课业更重。更忙，所以大二是 sophomore， 受苦受难更多的一年。大三呢叫 junior， 就是你的 junior high school 那个 junior。大四叫 senior high school 那个 senior。Mandy 要进大学当大一新鲜人喽。Mandy must be super excited about this.
And yet she said, I can't help but to look back at everything that's happened over these past 3 years.I think about how my parents wouldn't leave me alone and still don't. Okay, this is like the pain of high school life. A lot of pressure, a lot of exams, and, you know, parents, they want their kids to do really, really well. So they're like, are you studying? You should be studying. Why aren't you studying? You should be studying right now. Study more. Study harder.All that stuff, it's so, a lot of pressure, right?
这也没办法嘛，爸爸妈妈也是关心 Mandy 啊，只是用的方式不是 Mandy 所能够接受的。他说 I think about how my parents wouldn't leave me alone and still don't. 这当中 wouldn't 就是过去不愿意 and still don't 现在还是没有放手哦。难怪 Mandy 多少都有点怨言，就 I can't blame her. When I was a teenager, I felt the same.
I think a lot of people feel the same when they're in high school. They're like, why are they bugging me so much, telling me to study all the time? I just want to go have fun. So what does Mandy say? She says, once I go to college, I plan to stay in the dorm so they can't bother me all the time. So that's her plan. She's going to get away from mom and dad and stay in the dorm. A dorm is a residence where students live. Usually they have a lot of very small rooms, and you can either have a room by yourself or sometimes you have roommates too, which can be good and it can be bad too, depending on who your roommate is. I'm sure Mandy will learn all about that when she goes off to college and goes into the dorm, which is short for a longer word, dormitory, dormitory.
上大学啊, 是一个全新的体验, 就住宿舍, 就是一个全新的体验啦, 宿舍啊, 叫dorm, 它其实是比较简单的写法, 完整的拼法呢, 是dormitory, 就像我们上个月介绍蜘蛛人, 电影当中提到, 研究室, 你还记得吗? 实验室啦, 好, 实验室叫lab, 那其实它是一个比较简单的说法, 那完整叫laboratory, 同住一间寝室, 室友叫roommate, My best college friend was my roommate. We live in the same dorm. 我们大学的时候最好的朋友通常就是室友了，住同一间宿舍。 对 Mandy 而言呢，赶快上大学，住宿舍是脱离爸妈魔掌最好的方法。 Joe, if Mandy's mom is reading this, it must break her heart.
I think there might be a few tears from mom if she saw this. They don't want to put too much pressure on their kids. They don't want their kids to want to get away, but it's kind of natural for kids to feel that way. They want to get out on their own and, start living their own life. Mandy says, in college, I'll have more chances to see my friends, including Amanda. It'll be great to see her more once I'm in college and I set my own hours. So she's kind of looking forward to college life. She thinks she'll have more free time to see her friends. I notice she's not talking a lot about studying in college. Talking about seeing Amanda and setting her own hours. If you set your own hours, it just means that you decide what you do and when. You decide when you work. You decide when you play. Most people, when they grow up, they get a job and they have hours set by their company. If you work for yourself, or you are the boss, then you can set your own hours. You can say, I'm going to show up at 9 a.m., and I'm going to go home at 10. No, I don't think anybody sets their hours like that, unless they're already super, super rich. But that's what it means to set your own hours.
非常的set 动词啊, 当设定的意思的时候啊, 它这个是三态变要同行的哦, 所以set your own hours 意思就是 make your own schedule 你设定自己的时间 设定自己的行程表 掌控自己的时间 Going to college means you don't have to sit in the classroom 8 hours a day 5 days a week You can set your own hours But can you make good use of it?
Exactly, that's the big question What are you going to do when you set your own hours? Well, one thing I don't look forward to Mandy says is picking a major in college That's one of the big decisions, picking a major. A major is your main area of study. You might major in biology, you might major in English, you might major in business. But you have to choose, you have to decide, you have to declare your major and say, this is what I'm studying, this is like the career, the path that I'm going to pick.
Major 当形容词使用的时候啊, 是表示重要的。 在今天日记里面, 这个major是名词哦, 表示主修, 想当年我, 老师我本人, I chose English Literature as my major in college.
Good choice.
大学首选的主修啊, 是英国文学, major也可以当动词啊, 刚那句话我也可以说, I majored in English Literature. 有些人啊, 很认真哦, 除了major之外呢, 还会有副修, 那叫minor. So Joe, what's a major in college?
I had two majors. One was history, studying the past. One was journalism, learning how to be like a reporter for a newspaper. All right, Mandy's going to have to pick her major too, but she says, I'm still not sure what career I want to pursue after I graduate. Your career is what you choose to do for a job, for work, after you get out of school. And it's what you're going to follow for the rest of your life. It's not like you're going to change jobs, like I'm going to be a cook, and then I'm going to be a lawyer, and then I'm going to be a doctor. You choose one thing, and you kind of stick with it. That's your career. And when we're talking about careers, we often say to pursue a career. Pursue something means to chase or to like go after something. In this case, it means like to focus on something. So to focus on a career means to focus on a particular job or a kind of work.
我们提到工作的时候，你可能想起的字是 job 或者是 work， 对不对？ Career 特别指的是一个长时间的工作，职业。I have a career as a teacher， 你这就是老师啦。好，那 pursue 这个动词是追求， pursue a career 表示你要追求寻找一份什么样的职业。比如说 she hopes to pursue a career in medicine， 还是要找医药方面的职业。If you have a clear picture in your mind, you can choose your major easily. I'm interested in English. I love being around with children, so I majored in English in college.
That's right. You can choose something you love to do. That's what you should major in. Maddie goes on to say, I like all kinds of subjects, but maybe I should follow my passion and become a professional writer. All right.
Wow, Maddie's dream job is becoming a professional writer.You know, usually I try not to write anything. I'm not a good writer. But some people are born to write. They are good at telling stories through their pens or keyboards.
Well, maybe she should go for it. Try to be a professional writer. She then says, I don't think I'll have time for a diary in college, even though it's good for my writing. So I have to say farewell to you.
Farewell, just goodbye, lol. Goodbye, my friend.Farewell, my friend, 就是再见我的朋友。现在 Mandy 要放弃他写这个日记的习惯了。Now, Joe, it's also time to say farewell to our friends in front of the TV.
But before we say farewell, let's say hello to the For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat is, what do you think your life will be like in college? But,I think we're too old for college.
I know, I definitely am. I'll go back. I'll think way back to my final year of high school. And I guess I didn't know what college life would be like. I thought it would be like high school, but harder, more difficult, more studying, more exams, and in a shorter space of time, too. The semesters were shorter, so it was like I thought maybe I would get to class, and then all of a sudden exams would be on top of me right away.And I would have to write papers, and I was actually kind of scared. Like, I was excited, but also a little bit afraid, too. So it was like a combination of those two emotions. But then when I finally got there, I thought, well, this is, yeah, basically like high school, just a little bit more difficult. What did you think, though, when you were off to college to major in English?
Well, before going to college, I thought all I have to do in college isclubbing and falling in love.
Those are two different majors, yeah.
I thought I could skip as many classes as I wanted. I was wrong. You have to study hard in college, too.
That's right. Sometimes you have to remind yourself that you have to actually study in college. Of course, you meet lots of friends and you have lots of opportunities to meet new people, try new things. Don't forget to study, though, as well.Well, you guys are probably on your way to college as well, so you can discuss this. How are you guys feeling about heading off to college and university, picking a major, all that good stuff? As for us, we are out of time for today, but please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
My last diary entry. Diary, this is it.I'm finally graduating from high school and going to college. I can't believe it's been 3 years since I started senior high school. Time has flown by, and now I'm looking at the start of a new life as a freshman in college. I can't help but to look back at everything that's happened over these past 3 years. I think about how my parents wouldn't leave me alone and still don't.Once I go to college, I plan to stay in the dorm so that they can't bother me all the time. In college, I'll have more chances to see my friends, including Amanda. It'll be great to see her more once I'm in college and I set my own hours. One thing I don't look forward to is picking a major in college.I'm still not sure what career I want to pursue after I graduate. I like all kinds of subjects, But maybe I should follow my passion and become a professional writer. I don't think I'll have time for a diary in college, even though it's good for my writing. So, I have to say farewell to you.
Vocabulary Review.
Graduate. Barry plans to continue researching history after he graduates from college. Freshman. Freshmen sometimes get lost at school because it is their first year. Dorm. Students that live in a dorm while at university might feel sad because they miss their families. Major. George loves plants and animals, so he will probably have a major in some kind of life science. Career. Christy has been very happy with her career as a high school physical education teacher. Pursue. Larry is pursuing a new job because he wants to make more money than his current company pays him.